Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. I hope you are doing well. Today is September 16th, 2019. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me for the Monday episode of my weekly podcast. The podcast airs every Monday and every Wednesday, and the Monday show is typically focused on an overall theme, something we are healing, a deeper understanding, or a special topic. And today, I felt strongly guided to speak to you more about the intense energies of Saturn, Pluto, and the South Node in Capricorn. This is an energy that we have been working with strongly throughout 2019, and it is growing into 2020, where the energy will peak, and then it will continue on until 2025. So we are in a very important period in humanity's evolution and growth. It's also important to note that it's an important period in the dismantling and destruction of what humanity has built over many, many years. So we have some very strong energies working with us individually and collectively, and I felt strongly guided to go into this a bit more. Now, if you've listened to this podcast throughout the year, I have touched on these themes in other special topic shows. We have talked about the South Node in Capricorn. We've talked about some of these ongoing dynamics that keep showing up because they're so big. They're so paramount at this time. But what I am being guided to do here is go a little bit deeper into the energy of right now in September 2019 because we've had a very strong Virgo season. The Sun, Mars, Mercury, and Venus were all traveling together in Virgo for a number of weeks. And why this is important is because this is the last time these planets are in Earth signs before they are in Capricorn in 2020. It's a preparatory energy through a trine, Virgo energies, trine Capricorn energies. And there's something that we're meant to really be aware of in the Virgo areas of our chart to understand how we are responsible for our energies. All earth signs are about developing responsibility for our lives, responsibility for ourselves. So there's this responsibility through the Virgo themes that we are meant to fine-tune, take responsibility for, be discerning, be clear, get rid of what no longer is needed, trim the fat, so to speak, to be in earth consciousness, which is essentially being aware of what is happening on the planet and to not sugarcoat it, to not exaggerate it, to not go into idealization, to not make it sound like one thing when it's really another. This is the reality check energies, and that is one thing that the earth signs do. And so we've had a strong Virgo season, gathering our energy together in Virgo as a way to understand what is needed for the next chapter in 2020. So it's interesting because, yes, we are going to have Capricorn energies at the end of December, as we do every year, December 20th, 21st. When the sun goes into Capricorn during the solstice, the winter solstice here in the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere has the summer solstice. So there is a beginning of the Capricorn energies annually, December 20th, 21st, sometimes the 22nd. But what I'm feeling is there's things we need to take seriously about ourselves, our lives, what we need, the areas of life where we are putting our energy. I tend to think of Virgo as our daily devotions, where we devote our energy, where we're responsible for our lives, where we're responsible for how we're showing up. And we are understanding some things that weren't clear previously in the year and in the decade, mind you, earlier this decade. I mean, this decade, how do you even sum up the past decade? What a intense, big, dynamic, evolving decade it's been. A lot of big astrological energies, a lot of healing, a lot that we couldn't ignore. And it's all moving forward into the next decade. So what we're meant to be aware of is that I feel like the universal energies are asking us to develop Capricorn strength for the long haul, for the long term. And the Virgo energies have been assisting with literally putting our duckies in a row and throwing out what you don't need or what you don't want. Okay, so it's supportive of changes right now, of elimination, we'll call it, of saying, I don't want this, I don't need that, giving you some more clarity and answers about what you do want and what is necessary in your life. Now, the strong focus on Capricorn energies has been very interesting in how it showed up through the astrology. So what you want to do, you want to be aware in your chart where 13 to 20 degrees of Capricorn shows up. Now, you could say 14 degrees as well, but let's give it that width of 7 degrees, 13 to 20 degrees. Now, why am I calling out those degrees? This is why. Saturn is very strong in Capricorn because it's his home turf. It's his domain. He really is the CEO in Capricorn. He's authoritative, in charge, aware of what has been created, how to manage it, how to be a master of management and leadership, how to be the true energy of responsibility, integrity, what is right, what is good, what matters. This is one of the highest expressions of Capricorn. In 2019, we've seen Saturn move from 11 degrees of Capricorn, where he started in January 2019, and went all the way to 20 degrees and stationed retrograde April 30th, 2019. Then Saturn, stopping there at 20 degrees, travels back to 13 degrees, 55 minutes of Capricorn, stationing direct September 18th, 2019. And ever since Saturn went retrograde in late April, Saturn was traveling with the South Node. And so this is a big deal because that type of synchronicity doesn't just happen. It's rare. And that has brought a focal point to Saturn and the South Node traveling together in Capricorn. Now, this story is going to overlap with the South Node and Pluto. Okay, so I'm going to switch to that story, which is how Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008. And that was the year of the mortgage crisis, of the financial breakdown, of scandals, of reveals, of Bernie Madoff, of big Wall Street banks being revealed for what was true and what was not true, what was in integrity, what wasn't integrity. And as Pluto moved into Capricorn, well, Capricorn is about reality checks. And Capricorn provides the reality checks of Sagittarius, because Sagittarius can exaggerate and be full-blown and have propaganda and make wild statements. And so then Capricorn comes in and says, well, let's just check the data. Let's check the facts. Let's check what's really happening here and understand the real-world situation. So Capricorn energy looks at what is true, what is real, what we can work with. And as Pluto has moved through Capricorn since 2008, it has gathered a lot of information, secrets, power stories. What are people doing after hours? What's happening behind the scenes? What's really going on in big business, in CEOs' suites? What's really happening that isn't public or isn't clear to others? What are the truths, the very deep truths that are hidden, the true power dynamics? What is the corruption or the abuse? Again, it's getting into what's been hidden, and that's truly Pluto's domain. So Pluto has been gathering these stories since 2008. Then we had an interesting dynamic when the nodes changed degrees in late 2018. November 2018, the North Node went into Cancer, the South Node went into Capricorn. And the South Node is always what we are letting go of, what we're releasing, what's been complete. We've learned from it, and now it leaves. It reveals where there's unfinished energies. The karma is associated with the South Node, and what we're finishing up to lighten the load, you know, the baggage that needs to be unpacked, so to speak. And so the South Node in Capricorn has been saying, look at this, understand this, now let it go, allow the changes to happen. This is no longer business as usual. The South Node is showing us where big business is changing, where a cycle is happening. You could call it a business cycle, a leadership cycle, a financial cycle even. The South Node is showing what is no longer resonating with the needs of the real world. And so there's big letting go. Throughout 2019, as the South Node has been moving in reverse, it met up with Pluto at 22 degrees of Capricorn and 23 degrees of Capricorn. 22, 23 degrees of Capricorn. That happened in late March, early April 2019. Now, why is that important? Because 22, 23 degrees of Capricorn is where we're going to have the exact conjunction between Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn in January 2020. So whatever first came up late March, early April of 2019 really threw open the doors on the themes of 2020. So we're already in it. We're already in these energies. We've already been aware of some things, although most has been hidden. But there have been developments in the background. There have been many things happening behind the scenes that, again, it's not public right now. And why is it not public? Well, these planets are retrograde. It's what is not seen. It's what is internal, what is not announced, what is not revealed, what's, again, happening behind closed doors, the busy work, the business, the gathering of information or what have you. There's preparations are already happening. The energy of 2020 has already been in play throughout 2019. So a lot of things are already present. And what's happening is that we've been given hints and insights into these bigger stories. And this could be happening for you personally in your own chart. If these planetary degrees are triggering your own natal planets or points, but it's also happening in the collective. So the South Node and Pluto met up late March, early April 2019. And then Pluto stationed retrograde at 23 degrees of Capricorn on May 1st and also was in reverse. So both Pluto, Saturn, and the South Node retrograde since May. And what it's showing us is deeper energies within ourselves around our relationship with authority and responsibility, about our own individual places where we either feel powerful or powerless over the dominion of our lives. If every person on the planet knew how powerful they were energetically, spiritually, emotionally, and otherwise, this planet would permanently change. But what's interesting here, and the messages I'm feeling around this, is that there's so much about this cycle, this lifetime, that has a peak of energy from other lifetimes where the themes were about the powerlessness, where there weren't energies present on the planet or in the human population that demonstrated your strength, that demonstrated your power. Or it could have been a false power, meaning it was a false power where you were in charge, you were the king, the queen, the authority, but at the expense of others. Others worked for you and you didn't pay them well, or you took advantage of their energy, or you didn't have to be fair, or you didn't have to do certain things for their survival. I mean, there's many horrible stories throughout history of these kinds of disparities. And I feel like what is being revealed at a very deep level throughout all, I'm going to say all levels of society and all types of cultures and belief systems, all locations on the planet, many countries, is where this disparities have been creating human suffering that we at a higher consciousness want to overthrow, want to end, want to be complete with. And so there's this rising energy of revolution, and it's a rising energy that we're seeing in Hong Kong, or we've seen in France, we've seen in Venezuela, we've seen happening around the planet, that there are these very obvious examples of power struggles, power situations that have been destructive. And this is also Pluto, okay? This is that sense of millions of people on the planet understanding more about what true justice looks like, what it means to be equal, what it means to have your own rights, what it means to be a healthy human. And this is at different levels of consciousness. Because you could have one version of being a healthy human that is having clean water and decent food for every meal and a good shelter. You know, that's a very primal description of being a healthy human, is having your basic survival needs met. But then when you have those privileges, when you have that as part of your life, then you're able to move up to understand more ways to be a healthy human, and that could be through your emotional maturity, your spiritual growth, your other ways that you're able to share your energy because it's not locked into survival needs. So there's this overall rising energy on the planet around what it means to be a healthy human, to have a good human experience. And it's coming at us from each of our souls. It's like we're feeling it intensely. And it's showing up in the astrology between, especially between 13 and 20 degrees of Capricorn, because those are the points where Saturn and Pluto are hitting a few times for each of us. So as I said, Saturn got to 20 degrees of Capricorn April 29th, 2019. Well, 20 degrees of Capricorn is where Pluto is stationing direct October 3rd. Okay, so right there, 20 degrees of Capricorn. It's, you could say it's actually 20/21 degrees because of how Pluto actually gets to 20 degrees 38 minutes. I tend to just latch on to the full degree because that's usually easier for most people to understand. 20/21 degrees of Capricorn has been a place of unrest, of this is not right, this is not fair, this is where I am out of balance with myself, with my own soul's intentions. This is where I haven't claimed authority over my life. This is where I'm seeking greater power fulfillment because I know that I'm more and I know that I could be more in the world. So what we can do with these degrees is look at the Sabian symbols, which is the 360 degrees of the zodiac. Every degree point has a symbol with it. It's a archetype. It's an understanding of the energy, and this was credited with Dane Rudier, and it's channeled information. And so I'll put a link, and you can check out these Sabian symbols. The Sabian symbol for Capricorn at 20 degrees is a hidden choir is singing during a religious service. And the keynote here is the fulfillment of the individual's creative function through his participation in a group performance consecrated to a transcendent realization of unity. Wow, right? Pretty powerful. That how your individual creativity is part of the overall contribution of humanity's performance right now in order to reach a higher understanding of what this journey is about. And then Capricorn 21 degrees, the Sabian symbol there, is called a relay race. The value of competition in developing group consciousness. And this could be related to healthy capitalism, right? Of that, the value of competition, how it makes us all better, how we all improve. And then the relay race, obviously being the passing of the batons, and you could see that as the passing of the baton through lifetimes, a relay race through lifetimes of growth, development, understanding of yourself. So there's beautiful messages in these Sabian symbols. There's also books. I would recommend buying the book. An astrological mandala is one name of them. You could just look for Sabian symbols on Amazon. But these are the key areas in the collective right now, okay? And it's understanding more of what's happening that can help us put it into a bigger picture. Now, the other point that I was mentioning and calling out that's key is that 13 and 14 degrees of Capricorn, because this is where Saturn is stationing retrograde, and it's the last degree, 13 degrees is the last degree that Saturn is conjunct the South Node. So what I'm visualizing is how Saturn has been interviewing the South Node since May. sitting down at the table, asking the South Node what it's learned through its journey in Capricorn so far, and what the South Node learned when it was conjunct Pluto. Because the South Node picked up on those Plutonian secrets and then kept moving in reverse, and it was like Saturn wasn't just interviewing. Saturn's been interrogating. Interrogating the South Node in Capricorn for information and gathering what it needs, assembling the documents. I mean, I'm thinking of a Capricorn office, a Capricorn desk, and the documents that are necessary, the proof or the testimony or the information, the intel. It's been a giant reconnaissance mission that this Saturn in Capricorn has been on. Saturn and Capricorn are people in charge. They run the show. They run the ship. They are the ones who make decisions, who run the operations in a way that ultimately are fair and just for all. They're about keeping people in line, honoring integrity, being disciplined, ensuring that the mission is completed. And the mission could be any number of things. But right now, this Capricorn mission has been behind the scenes because of these planets in retrograde. So here we have all the Capricorn energies in retrograde. And as that's happened, the retrograde, turning the energy inwards inside each of us, means that we've each been sitting with something deeper. It's like the deeper sense of change, the deeper sense of revolution, the deeper sense of there's big things happening and I can't even understand it or put my finger on it, but something in me senses it. And then what happens is we take that message up to our brain, and our brain tries to figure out what's going on, right? And you do research, or you try to find information, or this could even be at a personal level, your career or your profession, and saying, well, what do I want to do? I know there's something else for me. I know there's another direction. There's another industry. Is this the right fit for me still? It's those deeper messages that I feel are calling to us because of the fact that this is a lifetime where each of us is being pushed into a higher sense of power and mastery than ever before. And so it's new for you at a human level. It's new for you to be in charge of your life like this. It's like there's something about all of this pushing forward that can feel scary. And I guess I shouldn't say pushing. It's more about understanding that you're more than you realize you were. But we've all been in rip currents. This is the South Node. Saturn and Pluto with the South Node, rip currents. And rip currents are those strong underpulls that pull you out into the ocean when you're trying to swim forward, and they yank you back, a force stronger than you that challenges your will, that tells you you can't go forward. And rip currents, they say the first thing to do is to stay calm. Stay calm and to not fight it, because you will exhaust yourself. You can't fight it. You can't fight the rip current. But it's to allow that rip current to actually pull you out away from the shore, further than it's comfortable, further than, like, you want to go to the shore and it's pulling you away. And you're supposed to allow yourself to go with that flow, because then the rip current strength will diminish and you'll be able to then swim parallel to the shore, get away, like do a wide, you know, widely traverse that rip current and get out of its territory. I am not a lifeguard, and I'm just going off of the visuals that I've been taught. So I hope that provides an understanding that we've all been in a really frickin' intense rip current. And if you're exhausted, you've been fighting it too much, and you haven't been trusting, you haven't been allowing the flow, the timing to occur. Capricorn is timing. And it's allowing that rip current to actually serve you, which sounds counterintuitive, but it's allowing it to pull you out to where it's weaker, and then you gain your strength. And then you gain your strength. As long as you haven't wasted your strength fighting a losing battle. And that's what people do. There's thousands of rip current drownings a year. So we've been learning this. We've been learning this, and it's a struggle, and there's often no clarity. But that rip current energy is weakening as Saturn stations direct September 18th and goes forward away from the south node rip currents to move ahead, to gain strength, to say, this is what I've learned, this is what I've gathered, this is what I've come to understand, and now I can move forward with it and do something with it. And then Pluto in Capricorn will station direct on October 3rd. October 1st, 2019, at 20 degrees, 38 minutes of Capricorn. And Pluto will go forward. So now both Saturn and Pluto are moving direct to have their powwow meeting in January 2020. And what's quite fascinating about this conjunction between Saturn and Pluto and Capricorn in 2020 is that there's two other big events happening at the same time. Now, Saturn and Pluto could be conjunct any time of the year. And yet, it's happening when the sun and Mercury are both conjunct them in Capricorn. The sun will be 20 degrees, and then 21, and then 22, and Mercury's right there. So that means Saturn and Pluto line up, conjunct. The sun is there, shining the light, providing energy, literally bringing it all into focus. The giant highlight is the sun. And then Mercury's there with the communications, the words, what needs to be said, what needs to be communicated. All this in Capricorn, very public, very public. And then, not only that, but we also have a lunar eclipse, January 10th, 2020, during this conjunction between Saturn, Pluto, Sun, Mercury. A lunar eclipse means the moon is in Cancer, opposite all of this. A full moon shining the light, bringing in feminine, emotional needs, energies. Very dynamic, January 2020. So we have this building up of energies. We have this increase in it, but we're already in it. And what I'm feeling is that in some ways, the information is very big. The developments are huge in the next decade, which I've talked about in other shows. And yet, I feel like at a soul level, we're getting deeper activations about why we are here right now, what our contributions are to humanity, ways that we are here to keep moving forward, even during hard, difficult periods, how we can remember the truth of who we are, and the bigger cycle of energies that are unfolding now. And what this is reminding me of is at the beginning of the 20th century, there was the very last Romanov in power in Russia, Nicholas II, and he came into power because his dad, the king, the czar, died unexpectedly at 49 years of age. And so Nicholas II came into power and was not prepared for the responsibilities and the duties and was not in touch. He, in fact, listened to bad advice. He wasn't aware of the people. And so you had situations throughout Russia of very deep revolution, of the ways that people were dying unfairly. Nicholas II was known for making many bad mistakes. He didn't just make one bad mistake. It was like consistently a poor decision maker for what the country needed, for what for where Russia was, and the various bad decisions happened through military decision making, economics, finances, you know, kind of all across the board, not to mention in what the Russian people needed. So there's a lot of upheaval in Russia at that time because the leader was out of touch with who the people were and what the people wanted. And there's a horrible ending to Nicholas II and his family and how they were sequestered away after they were overthrown and then how they were all murdered. And they weren't even given peace until decades later. And I can't remember the exact dates, but I want to say like it was like in the 1980s or 1990s that they were finally given a just funeral, a resting place. So there was a sense of this was a leader who didn't, who thought they were able to be in control without consequences. That whole omnipotent energy of I'm above everyone. This is what's worked for decades in my family. These have been the traditions. And yet the world is changing. There's a bigger cycle of how the world is changing. So that's what's happening now, is that the world is changing. World leaders are changing. Countries are changing. Business is changing. Politics are changing. These are all Capricorn areas. They're all changing in these bigger cycles that are bigger than any one person. Any one person. And so Nicholas II was the last of the Romanovs. The Romanovs had reigned for 300 years, and they were no longer in power. And it was one of those giant cycles of power ending, right? The power structures were bigger than any one family or any one person could sustain. And so that's what we're looking at as we move into the next decade, is the powers are changing in a very deep way. And so we're feeling that within ourselves. Okay, there's a power rising within you. Again, it could be foreign and new, and you could doubt it, you could ignore it. I mean, you can make any choice you want. But I feel like what you're supposed to remember is that you're part of this rising tide, this rising force of your power energetically, spiritually, in all ways that support your soul's mastery in this lifetime. And it's had to be slow. It's had to be a slow process so that we can see it, understand it, experience it, feel it, get it. And these slow processes are how we make permanent changes, are how we see what we didn't see before. A slow process can absolutely support the development of higher consciousness because you see what you didn't see before. You're going slow enough to understand some things that if you rushed past, you'd be stuck in the same karmic loop. So we've been really undoing, unraveling, releasing karmic loops within ourselves that we didn't even know we were in. And I'm getting that image of the, you know, on an MP3 player, when you hit repeat to listen to the same song over and over and over again, because it's your current favorite jam, it's that button. It's that repeat that you didn't know was on. You didn't realize you were in some type of energetic repetition. And this is the lifetime to break free. This is the lifetime to be free. But it's been a rip current. And you're like, Molly, I've tried. I've tried to break free. I've tried to do this. And so, I mean, believe me, I can relate. It's like the bigger cycle is saying that you are meant to release that sense of control or that sense of doing all you can, because again, it's a bigger cycle than you. It's a rip current. Like we've been drowning and exhausted, and instead of going to that trusting, believing, understanding that is always a strong energy at a soul level. And so that's part of this, what the Neptune and Pisces has been reminding us, that you're not just a human having a human experience, and that you're not meant to only rely on your humanness or your human perspective. You're meant to tap and access the higher realms, the higher energy cycles, and to allow that to be okay, which honestly it's not at times, because you could say, oh, I'm not okay with this timeline. And that's okay to not be okay with it, but it's also a choice whether you're going to struggle and fight against it or whether you're going to trust and float with it. Because so much of these energies right now are really asking you to stop struggling. If you knew there was another way, if you knew there was a different approach, if you knew that this rip current would actually not be working against you forever, if you could just allow yourself to be pulled back, right, pulled out to sea a little bit to get that wider perspective, if you will, that wider perception, that could be one of the best ways to use your energy and to conserve your energy. And now I'm getting the visual of how this is really important to develop these skills as we move into 2020. And, you know, whenever Pluto's involved, we have permanent changes. We have permanent changes. There's permanent endings. So there's going to be very big, significant, permanent endings. And we are practicing what it means to trust a process, to not struggle against it, to do what we can, and just to bring it back to the strong Virgo energies, is to focus on what you can do. To focus on what you can do today to take care of yourself, to take care of your body, to take care of your emotional world, to be your version of a healthy human, and to not overextend your energy unnecessarily, because these bigger cycles are working themselves out. But your power is rising within you, and that's what is also supporting you during this time, during this slower timeline. So I hope this has provided some understanding into what has been unfolding, perhaps what you've been feeling, as well as what you can do at this time. I will have links below this show to the Sabian symbols, and you can go check those out for yourself. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. I'll be back here on Wednesday for the next weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies. Until then, I wish you a beautiful day ahead and take good care. Bye-bye.